grip this week, do you think, first week back?
Well, it's too early in the week. I know he had a good practice yesterday, and we'll continue to build on that. And, you know, I would think that he will, you know, definitely get, you know, between 15 and 20 plays. And, you know, I think we just have to be smart about that. I mean, very easily you can say, hey, well, let's go out and play, you know, 30, 35 plays. But I don't know if that would be the proper thing to do in this situation. He's going to need some time. You know, he is a little rusty. He hasn't played football in a year. So he'll show us what he can do, and then we'll try to add from there.
Just his presence being out there, you know, no matter how much he's able to do, how much should it help not only other receivers or maybe even the running game as well?
Well, obviously it's going to help everybody. I mean, it's going to help the run game. It's going to help, you know, are they going to double him? Are they going to double Nate? What are they going to do? So, you know, as he continues to get his legs underneath him, I think it'll change from week to week.
Is it a lot of it mental too? Is it almost relearning, you know, after being away for so long like that?
Well, you know, obviously the team, the offense has evolved a little bit more, and you know, he sat in the classroom and, you know, heard the evolution of how it was going, but he hasn't gone out on the field. You know, when you go out and you're reading coverages and stuff like that, and there's a lot of things that can happen. How fast does it, you know, do you recognize the cover? How fast do you process the information? And that'll come with each practice.
It's just risky to maybe rush him back and play him too much in the first game back. Is it a hard thing to balance, like, the enthusiasm, Chris, of having a difference maker, as he's been described, like that, but also knowing you can't get too greedy maybe early on?
Well, I think that's where, as coaches, we have to be smart. You know, you're going to have to take and put him on a pitch count and say, okay, this is enough for him right now. Because if you set him back, and that could happen, I mean, you, while he's out here running, you know, on first couple of plays, but you have to start, and you just continue, like all the players, giving him more and more as the season goes on.
You know, you spend a lot of time on it this offseason. Are you surprised the running game went better on Sunday, and why was it better?
Well, you got to give New England credit. You know, last week at this time we talked about who are they going to take away, and you know, if I'm in New England, I'm going to say I'm going to let a rookie quarterback try to beat me with his arm. And Jake had a very, very good game, but I don't think New England was going to let the run game get going. And you know, the philosophy in this league, if you're a defensive coach, what are they going to tell you? We're going to stop the run. Okay, now, can you take and force your will on them and run the football? You look at the first drive, we had 12 plays. We had 5 runs in the first 12 plays. Now, were they big runs? Yeah, they were 2 and 3s and some things like that. But you keep the defense honest. And when the score got to be 21-3, you know, who are you fooling by running the football? So, obviously, we have to get better in the run game, and there are all things that we can correct. And, you know, San Diego held Oakland to, what, 50 yards, I think. So we have our work cut out for us again this week.
With the ones you did have, would maybe not do well, maybe could do better moving forward?
We could sustain our blocks better. We could run the hole better. We could make better calls. You know, all of those things. I mean, it's a combination of things. You know, everybody blames the quarterback when it's not complete. But, you know, is the protection all right? This is a team sport, and you need all 11 guys involved, whether it be the run game or the pass game.
But really, like you just said, do you have to be patient with the interior line because all three guys are in new positions?
No. There are some things that we have to improve on. But you can't lay the whole blame at the offensive line. We just have to continue to get better, and we will get better as we go along.
You want to try to rotate Lutui in with the guards? I know the guards aren't maybe at the complete full strength. Do you see him getting any rotation in there in the game at all, or is it too early?
I think it would be too early. I know. Now, things could change. You know, here it is Thursday, and you have Friday and Saturday and, you know, Sunday before you're on the field. We're trying to get him up to speed as quickly as we can and have him. He's only been here for a couple of days. So Again, you got to be fair to the player and give him a chance to understand what's going on.
You anticipate your Chargers coming after Jake a little bit more? Are they a little more aggressive on defense?
If you look at what they've done in preseason and look what they've done in their first game, they will come after us.
And what does he have to do to combat that?
Jake?
Right.
Well, he's got to throw the ball in the right spot, get us into the right protection. You know, be judicious with the ball when he throws it. Don't take chances. You know, we just have to handle the blitz. And basically, it starts with the line and the backs.
Do they use Phillips and Johnson kind of like the Texans use their outside linebackers in a similar way?
Yeah, and Ingram's a good player. Now, Ingram didn't play as much in the preseason, but he was a factor in that game last week against Oakland. He came on strong, and you can see why they drafted him so high.
What challenges do Johnson and Phillips present for the offense?
You know, whether we can handle them or not. You know, they're good players. You know, they're a little bit like Arizona. If you watched our preseason game, they're going to have eight in the box and see if you're good enough to run the ball. And they have, you know, veteran corners. They play their safety extremely deep, so you can't get the ball over the top of them. So it'll be a good game, and I think it'll be a very physical game.
What are the thoughts? Did you have any two rookies from the first game, Kendall and Taylor Thompson?
Unfortunately, Taylor didn't get to play as much as we would have liked. I think he only played eight plays. But if we were more in a balanced game, he would have had more reps. But what did Kendall have, five catches? You know, I was pleased with that first time out of the barrel. You know, you go 5 times 16. If my math is correct, that's 80 catches. So you'd have to be pretty pleased with that.
Jared becoming about as consistent as you can get in catching football, too. I mean, it seems like he made a lot of catches, I guess, during the preseason games. And even on Sunday, he was in kind of awkward positions where he's still able to bring the ball down.
I think Jared has made the next step as a player. I mean, he's very, very mature. He's going home and studying films at night. He's asking for ways to defeat certain techniques. I couldn't be happier with Cookie. I mean, he's really took the next step as a player in my mind.
And I know you liked him initially coming in. I remember when you were hired, that's when the guy just jumped out at you. Was there a little bit of a transition period with you and him, you think? Or?
You know, he'd have to answer that. I mean, I liked him from day one, you know. Now, I don't know if he liked me from day one, you know, but he definitely got he's a good football player, and he's playing well.
Chris, it seems ridiculous the guys that he's rumbling up with this one thing. Was that report that some guys that critical of playing calling? What was your reaction when you were something like that after one game?
I said, you know, the nice thing is I've changed jobs a lot. Now I have people all over the United States second-guessing me. So, you know, those things happen. I mean, in the heat of battle, you never know what's going to go on. But no one's come in the office. The door's open. You know, a couple guys have stopped in to see me about other things. But, you know, winning takes care of a lot of things. So let's try to get back on track.
What's going on with the ringer, and how much have you missed having? I guess how much has he fallen behind by not being able to practice, and how much has he missed having him as an option?
Well, no, he's a good player, you know, and he was definitely going to be our third down back. Saturday night going into the game, he was going to be our third down back and handle the protections, and then he got ill. Those things you can't you can't handle that situation. Nothing you can do. So, you know, when he gets back, he'll have a role on the team.
Now you're pretty much planning ahead this week as if he's not going to be available for you. You got to get somebody else plugged in there?
We've got other guys plugged in right now, but, you know, I'm not sure of his medical situation, but if he's dressed, we'll play him in the game.
How did the guys that filled in for me? You had to scramble a little bit, I guess, on Sunday morning or Saturday night?
No, because, you know, Chris Johnson, he knows all the protections and things like that. We were just trying to spell him on third down. You know, the backs are becoming more involved in the passing game. I mean, you look at Oakland, they threw 18 times to their guy out there. He caught 13. So you try to spread the wealth around and keep him fresh. We thought it was going to be hot. We went into the game that Ringer was going to be the third down back. But Jamie could handle the third down and Chris could handle the third down.
So it's kind of like having a young guy like Locker, and it heals quickly, obviously, his shoulder doesn't appear to be an issue with
him. Well, that's why we drafted him. You know, we knew he was a talented guy and a guy that wants to play. Now, if he was saying he was sore and didn't know whether he was going to make it or not, you'd say, did we really do the right thing there? But his competitiveness is one of the things that attracted us to him.
As far as turnovers, is that something that kind of has to be expected a little bit more of with a young quarterback? Are those kind of the growing pains that you have to deal with?
It's part of the process. And it's like anything. You know, you get Kenny Britt back, you know, we'll be a better team 2 weeks from now. We'll be a better team 4 weeks if everybody stays healthy. Because when you get all of your players, they're going to continue to grow. And that's what excites me about the offense. And, you know, the first half we went down and scored. The second half we went down and scored. We had a field goal in the first half and a touchdown in the second half. Those are signs that, hey, you know, better days are ahead.
Can on that fumble, can Jake do anything better, or was that just like a blindside hit? What was your thought?
You know, I obviously like him to have two hands on the ball, hold on to it, but those things happen. So those guys on defense get a check too, and we just, it was an unfortunate situation, and just have to learn and live with it.
Without giving away too much, what are some of the techniques that Cook's been looking to defeat, like you said before?
Well, I can just tell you a story, okay? We came off the field Wednesday night and went in. We always go in and watch 7-on-7 together. And I'd say, hey, Cook, here's how I want you to defeat this coverage. So he waits out in the hall and he grabs me and he says, hey, Coach, talk to me about that again. So I talk to him about it again, tell him how to do it. So we have our walkthrough before practice and I hadn't had a chance to see him. So I grabbed him before the walkthrough and I said, hey, Jerry, did you get a chance to think about that, what we talked about last night? He said, Coach, not only did I think about it, but I home and watched it on film and I think it'll work. So that tells me that here's a guy that's taking his craft very serious. He's going home and watching it at night. He's thinking about it and growing as a player. And he went out and played well. And, you know, if you were an innocent bystander and you looked at all the tight ends in the game, you'd say, hey, Cook looked pretty good.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.